Buff Nation!
Let's go!
Welcome Breck Brew in. Day. Yes, Breck Brew Day, live at the farmhouse. Welcome into DMVR Buffs Prime Time. We are presented by Illegal Pete's. Check out any of their 10 Colorado locations for happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. My name is Jake Schwann. It's RK sitting right next to me. How are the vibes, Orion?
Vibes are incredible. The only thing is we are a little bit delayed. Entire blame goes on DNVR Nuggets.
Yep.
Blame them. They're
always
right over there. and so, you know, we just got to smoke them in likes again.
Yes.
To get back at them for delaying us 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Look at you with the Shady Rays on.
I know. Yeah, we're looking pretty fresh, aren't we? With the SCO Time shirt and everything.
Oh, wow. You're just flexing on everyone because that's sold out right now.
It is. I'm trying to build up the hype. Best I can. All right, guys, we have an awesome show today. We are going to recap, or I guess look forward to, who is actually visiting this weekend. We're going to watch some film, which we're all excited about. I know you guys probably are too. We'll talk about some YouTube Corner, and of course, Cormani McLean, final rankings coming out. So that'll get interesting.
That will get interesting.
All right, so as everyone should know by now, Junior Day is on Saturday the 28th. I posted an article on thedmvr.com. Breaking down, I mean, it's 30-plus guys on
this
list.
That's tomorrow, by the way.
What is?
Saturday the 28th.
Oh, did I say today?
No, you just said it's on Saturday the 28th.
Oh, well, then tomorrow, Saturday the 28th, all these guys are going to be visiting. Go check that out at thedmvr.com. We are going to watch some film from some of the more notable guys, the five stars, the blue chippers is how we worded it,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I have to say, I'm probably the one who deserves to wear sunglasses right now because I had my first beer at like 10:55.
Yeah.
Because I've been on four shows today. Well, I will be on four. This is my third.
Well, I'm three deep here.
There you go.
And I've got another one. So
this one, they just hooked us up with it. We're going to have our guy who made these on in a few, hopefully. It's called an ice cream man. It's something you can only get here.
Yep.
Have you had a sip yet?
I did.
It is insane.
It is.
It's 7.2%, but it tastes like strawberry ice cream.
Pretty nice beer.
It's real nice.
Anyway. As are all Breckenridge brews. All right, Kale, let's go to our first player, which I believe is Ryan Wingo.
Ooh.
Man, I mean, what a player to start off with. 2024 five-star, number 14 player in the nation in the 24 class, number 3 wide receiver. What are you returning, a punt?
I call him Wingo Star. He's got 5 of them.
And he is to the house. He has already tweeted the Buffalo emoji, hashtag SCOBuffs, I think. So,
wow, dude.
Yeah. Another guy who we're going to talk about, Jordan Davison, has also tweeted that he is there. He actually took a picture with Coach Prime already.
Wow.
So, yep, it's happening already. But Ryan Wingo, listed at 6'2", 205, from St. Louis University High School in St. Louis, Missouri. He has 38 total offers. CU is in there. He's received one crystal ball prediction from Steve Wiltfong, recruiting director at 247 Sports. That was to Tennessee on November 1st. Things have changed since then, I'm sure.
The comment said, yo, RK, I think he said deeper than he's letting on. Wingo Star, LOL.
They're exposing you. Travis says they can see it in your eyes.
Wingo Star is a banger. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Let's see.
This dude is a beast.
He's just blowing by people.
At that size, too.
Yep. 6'2", 205. As a 17-year-old?
Yep. Kale, is there any way you could make it a little bit bigger for us? Thank you.
Oh, a corner here?
No way.
We got a two-way player again?
Oh, give me that.
Later.
That's a thing, dude. That size. It's like breaking tackles and flying by people at the same time.
Yep. Is he going to score from here?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm not used to seeing five-star wide receiver tape.
Me either.
Did he score a touchdown on everyone?
I think so far, yeah.
Let's keep it rolling. How much Wingo can we watch?
I don't know. How long do you want to go?
Until he doesn't score a touchdown.
Okay, that's a great barometer.
How long is this tape, Kale? Uh-oh, we might be seven minutes of touchdowns. In double coverage, no problem.
Wow.
Great throw, by the way.
Yep.
Here we go, goal line. This is definitely a touchdown. Oh, all right. We can probably move on.
Okay.
Just 7 minutes of touchdowns.
Yeah, he's just a touchdown scorer, a pure badass. Let's do some trench talk. How about that, huh?
I love that.
Maybe
this is the person I'm most excited is on campus this week.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Throw it up, Kale. Brandon Baker. He is a 2024 four-star tackle from Modern Day High School in Santa Ana, California. One of five Modern Day football players that are attending this weekend.
Number one offensive tackle in the class on the number one rated team in the country. Look how big he is.
Yep.
He's in high school.
Listed at 6'5", 285. Has 23 total offers, including Colorado, Florida State, Michigan, and USC.
Can you imagine how much it sucks playing against this guy in high school? Look, he looks like an NFL player lining up against high school kids.
He really does. Wow.
Oh, man. These poor kids.
You get moved, man. And he's pulling across. Oh, that is what we need to see.
I was
right
going to say, that one's got Sean Lewis licking his chops.
Yep.
Where is he?
He's just driving in some poor, I don't know, some poor 16, 17-year-old kid 5 yards down the field.
They just didn't highlight him.
Completely washing. I think he's playing right tackle.
So that's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Number one tackle in the class, they've got him on the right side.
Yep.
Not a lefty quarterback, is
it? Wow.
I guess we.
Look at him move.
He can really go. Dude.
Look at this.
What?
This is absurd.
The lateral movement is insane.
So smooth with it, too.
He's like getting shot out of a cannon off the line like an edge rusher.
Yep.
My God. He's got like, he legitimately has like a running back level like jump cut.
Right.
He just like jumps out of his position right to where he needs to be.
Let's see it again.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth in his feet. Just taking him out of the play.
There was a time in my life where this would have been boring to me.
Really?
I'm glad I've matured past that.
True football guy.
Exactly. It's the evolution.
Yep.
Oh,
wow.
Not fair.
He just collapsed everyone.
He took down the whole line. It's like dominoes.
All right. So he's the number 56 player in the 24 class. He is only a four-star.
He's only going to climb.
He is, for sure. Only a four-star.
Unless he commits to Colorado, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get into that a bit later. he's got a whole year to earn that extra star and climb the rankings. Next guy, Kale. Oh, Lord. Here we go again. Kingston Viliamuasa.
Sweet name.
Great name. He is a 2024 four-star linebacker, number 80 nationally, number 7 linebacker in this class.
Linebacker tape is the best.
Heat-seeking missile. Ooh. Wow, before the marker, too.
Yep.
He's listed at 6'3", 230 pounds, from St. John Bosco High School in Bellflower, California.
Wow. Looks like he was running a corner route.
He has 20 total offers. I do not think CU has actually offered him yet. Auburn, Michigan State, Texas, UCLA among those offers.
That's interesting.
There's a few guys this weekend. So if you go to that article I posted at thedmvr.com titled, and look at the insane list of players visiting Coach Prime in Colorado for Junior Day this weekend, there's a handful of guys in there where when I was listing their offers, Colorado doesn't show up yet, but they are in town. So we'll see.
What's crazy is in the past, Junior Day was just like straight up like kids in Colorado.
Right.
Some unrated ball. Right. Like now you've just packed the house with 4- and 5-star recruits on Junior Day.
From all over the country, from the best high schools in the country, too.
Yep. Yep. People think you have the shades on for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could take them off to prove a point, but I like the vibe right now.
It's a vibe, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Shady Rays, by the way. Yes, sir, Steven.
Someone said 3 beers plus 4-syllable names, better than I could do.
Maybe that's what I need to pronounce all these names correctly.
Right.
It's just 3 beers before
some
each show.
Some liquid confidence.
Yep. Tyler says, Someone put a tie on Breck's front door. This film got the boys hot and bothered.
Seriously, though, I'm more hyped over the Brandon Baker tape than anything.
Look at this guy. He can get sideline to sideline.
He's flying.
He's got some range.
All right, last one here.
Wow.
Jeez.
Just shooting the gap. All right, Kale, we can move on to the next guy. A guy we've talked about a handful of times before who was scheduled to visit, I think, a week or two ago. He is here this weekend, though. Kylan Fox. He is listed as an athlete. I believe he plays tight end and defensive end. He's a 20. Go ahead.
He was lined up wide there. And there he goes running away from everyone.
He is a 2024 four-star, number 195 player nationally, the number 24 athlete in this class. Is he at edge here?
Looks like it. Freak.
He's listed at 6'4", 208 pounds, from Grayson High School in Loganville, Georgia.
Lined up wide again.
He's listed at 58 total offers, although we've heard it's much higher than that.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one.
The teams included are Colorado, Ohio State, Michigan, and Georgia. He is getting all of the offers, every single one.
I feel like once you have, like, 30 offers, can you really, like, you just stop counting because you already have the top 30 schools.
Right. You would assume. I mean, there's probably... It cracks me up on guys like these when you see, like, I don't know, like a Northern Illinois is offered. It's like, eh, nice try.
Yeah. It's like, hey, all the respect to
yes.
you. That used to be us.
It literally was. many of these guys actually had offers going back before the Coach Prime hire. So, I mean, CU was trying.
Yep.
On the screen.
They're showing blocks.
Was he blocking or is that him?
No, that was a screen block.
Okay.
We have an extra small monitor today.
Yeah. Oh, take it up and take it to the house. Oh.
But it's not about the size of the monitor. It's what you do with it, Jake.
That's true. At least that's what I'm told. Throw him the ball. Go score. Wow.
Okay. I was going to say, if he beats that last guy. Yep, this is a beast. Let's watch one more here.
You thinking tight end? Is this a Brewster project, or are we going to the edge?
Wow, that was such a weak tackle effort. I think tight end.
Okay.
It feels like they're trying to get matchup nightmares out there. And... we kind of went back and forth during the Malachi Coleman time of where you put him.
Right.
It's like, with that type of size and speed, sure, it's amazing to have on the edge. But there's no one that can cover that, especially when they get developed and sharpen their routes and all that. Like,
yep.
You can't – it's what we're hoping to see from Seydou Traore this year.
Yep.
You can't put a corner on them. They're too big, right? It's a classic great tight end debate. And you can't put a linebacker on them because they're too slow. So – I think you go that way, but who's to say? You know, Coach Prime has already opened the door for playing both ways. I don't think anyone's going to be doing it maybe quite as much as Travis Hunter does, but you could go, you know, you could do it that way. It's just, I guess for these guys' NFL futures, that's where things become tough. Now, with Nicholas Harbor, you had told me, well, it sounds like he wants to focus on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That doesn't make sense to me personally because if I was in that position, I would say, well, what position makes the most money?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong to think of it that way?
No, I mean, I think you're right. You're on the right track. We're moving on to Jordan Davison, actually, 2025 top running back in that class. Anyways, on Kylan Fox, I think they're just trying to get as many athletes, as many players who have played both sides as possible. And we saw with James Houston at JSU. I mean, they'll figure it out along the way. It may take 3 years. It may take the whole 4 years. But Coach Prime and his staff will get you in the right position.
But don't you think, as a player, your preference should be the money spot?
Right.
In my opinion.
We'll see. Travis Kelce has paid a lot of money, though. He does.
All right, Jordan Davison, running back?
Running back, yes. Number 14 player nationally, number one running back, also from Modern Day High School. 5'11", 210, 42 total offers. Colorado, Alabama, Florida State, Texas, just to name a handful.
Mm. Can we get the double Modern Day commit this weekend?
Well, they got five visiting.
Sheesh.
I mean,
what if we just get all five?
The Modern Day is a direct pipeline to Colorado.
Yes, call them the new Fab Five.
There you go. I think all of them, actually, I don't know if that's right. I think there's one guy, yes. Yeah, so Marcus Harris is a 2025 prospect, has not received any stars or rankings yet. But I'm pretty sure every other Modern Day player that we know of that's coming. Yep, every single one, at least four stars, 2 5 stars.
It is crazy. You know, obviously, the level of player in the South is above the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But the best team in the country, according to Max Preps,
yep,
is in California.
Yep. California is a hotbed, too, though.
Of course it is.
I mean, we're like the 7-on-7, like, new type of, I don't even know, it's not a new way to play football, but it's what these guys play now, 7-on-7 constantly.
But it's just this, there's kind of a narrative out there that the players are built different in the South.
Right, right.
And I think a lot of times they are.
Mm-hmm.
But for this team to be put together at Modern Day is pretty special.
Yep. All right, we'll go one more. Then we have one final player.
This is another tape of all touchdowns.
Does Modern Day just score touchdowns? Maybe that's the best strategy. Just get Modern Day players and just score touchdowns every drive.
Every play, yeah. Then that'll really end the kicker drama.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They're coming out in, like, full house sets.
They're running behind our guy Baker with Davison, and they're just plowing through.
This is crazy. All these goal line clips are just,
yep,
full house pistol.
Can you blame them? How do you stop this team?
You don't.
All right, Kale, last play here, and we can move on. All right, that works. Jet White, the next player we have lined up.
What a name.
Great name. Does having a player named Jet make up for missing on Thunderbird yesterday?
Potentially, and also, if you have a player named Jet, you might have an even bigger claim for the no-fly zone.
There you go. Playing cornerback, 2025 four-star recruit. Number 61 in the nation, number 4 cornerback.
I'm still going with don't try zone, though.
The no-fly zone, I think Tim Brewster tweeted out hashtag no-fly zone yesterday. So, yeah.
It's been done.
I know.
Let's do something new. The don't try zone.
Don't try zone. Don't try us, man.
Exactly.
Jet White listed at 6'1.5", 160 pounds, from Los Alamitos High School in Los Alamitos, California. He has 41 total offers, including Colorado, Alabama, USC, and Notre Dame.
All of them. He's got everyone.
Great hips there.
We need to cut these clips a little tighter.
Yep.
Press man, get your hands on him.
That's my biggest peeve, watching draft prospects, any type of, like, highlight reel. Just get me to the plays, man.
Just start the play at the snap.
Yes.
There we go.
Don't try me.
Don't try zone.
Wow, he really likes to edit.
He also likes to get up on the line, which I love.
Stride for stride. PBU, beautiful.
Playing off here. Wow.
Sticky.
Jeez, he smothered him.
Sticky. Someone in the chat says the Strap 12 boys. No? Make you cry zone?
Everyone. Is this everyone telling me they don't like my idea that they keep submitting new
ones? I guess so, yeah.
The don't try zone is fire.
I like it. Don't try, baby. He picked that?
No, I don't think so. Look at him.
Wow, jeez, just throws him physical. Down. Oh, the receiver did not like that.
I bet he didn't.
Clamps.
Oh, my God.
Clamps.
He's just throwing dudes around.
Touchdown reception, slash player.
Oh,
cameraman.
Great camera work.
Please. Wow, playing a lot of offense here.
Oh, you just mossed that dude. All right.
I think we're good, Kale.
Is that all the tape?
That's all the tape. All
right.
There are a lot more players, though. That's just a taste.
We'd have to do a marathon show to show the tape of every player.
Yes, it'd be a very long show. To wrap it all up, 3 5 stars visiting this weekend. Let me see how many are. So one is 24. The other two are 2025. We have 18 top 300 players visiting. And as I mentioned, 5 from Mater Dei High School. I believe St. John Bosco's in here. I saw someone in the chat when we were talking about Kylan Fox say that Grayson High School is a powerhouse also in Georgia.
Yep.
A lot of studs coming in. As I mentioned, there's all sorts of guys posting their pictures and tweets that they're on campus already this weekend.
All right, so I have a question to pose for you.
Okay.
So we put it in the headline.
Right.
And it was who will be the next to commit to Coach Prime in Colorado.
Okay.
There also has been a rumor out there for a couple weeks now that a certain player is already committed.
Uh-huh.
But it's the classic silent commit. They want to wait for, like, a special moment or whatever. So
visiting this weekend?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But there could be someone already in the fold. Obviously, we are 4 days away from signing day.
Right.
It sounds like it could be a quiet signing day for in terms of 2023, other
right.
than, of course, Cormani McClain.
Yep.
But there's also been some people who have said maybe they're going to make an announcement that day. So who is it? Who does someone commit this weekend, a 2024 or beyond prospect? And if so, who is it?
I'm going to go with our guy, Brandon Baker.
That was going to be my call.
Yeah?
Yep.
I mean, Ryan Wingo's got to be right up there, too. Omar White, who has already
committed.
Who had
the crystal ball? Where was Ryan Wingo crystal ball to?
Tennessee.
Okay.
But that was back on November 1st.
Long time ago.
Which, why are we pouring crystal balls 14 months away from their actual signing day? What's the point?
Also, a crystal ball should, like, expire.
Yes.
If it doesn't happen.
Literally. We'll see. Omar White is there. He is a Colorado commit. He committed on December 26th.
Oh, yeah. He's first big D-line guy.
Yeah, one of the Valdosta high school kids. So he's there. Dejon Calamon, the 3-star wide receiver, one of the first ever commits under Coach Prime, is there. He is from Losinger High School in Lawndale, California. So there it is. Stay tuned.
Brandon Baker.
Yep.
That's our call.
Yep, Brandon Baker. It'd be nice to get Jordan Davison, too, the running back.
Those uniforms are sick.
They are.
Other than red. I hate red, but.
Yeah.
I like the kind of classic look they have for a high school team.
Yeah, I also like the winged helmet, how it's not quite winged, but it's like, it's
right.
different.
It's similar, but different from Michigan.
Yep. All right.
Too many high schools just copying other logos.
Can I tell you this? Our high school, the high school I went to in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we wore the winged helmets.
Wow.
You know how high schools, they take fight songs from other universities and kind of put their own lyrics?
Yeah.
Guess who was our fight song?
Michigan.
Ohio State.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It was rough.
That is quite the combo.
It was brutal.
I don't think, I'm probably wrong here, but I don't think our high school fight song was like taken from anything or our logo.
Really?
I think we had original stuff.
Well, good for you guys. It's better than having the Ohio State one, because even when I watch an Ohio State game, I hear that damn song, and I've got these lyrics just ingrained in my mind. Not even the right ones. They're just these random Volcano Vista Hawks lyrics.
I can't believe I can still remember our high school fight song, and I think it's its own thing. Shout out Fairview Knights.
Shout out Fairview Knights. Obviously, we're here at the Breck Brew Farmhouse, but Breckenridge Brewery and DMVR have teamed up to give some lucky DMVR fans the ultimate game day experience. VIP tickets, Lexus Club access, parking, DMVR merch. We are having two giveaways. We have an Avs giveaway for the March 9th game on Thursday against the LA Kings. We also have a Nuggets giveaway for their March 30th. That is a Thursday game against the New Orleans Pelicans. Two tickets to both events. Head on over to thednvr.com/BreckSweeps and complete the form to enter. Must be 21 plus. Link is also in the show description. Winners will be selected 1 week before each game. Again, Avs giveaway 3-9 Thursday. So you got about a month and change on that. The Nuggets giveaway on March 30th. Also, shout out to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah.
Who are your championship picks for this weekend?
They've officially been revealed. As I said on the Broncos show, ain't no shot that the Chiefs are going into Burrowhead
and
winning that game.
Yep.
Joe Burrow owns the Chiefs, in my opinion. Allie, of course, my girlfriend, diehard Eagles fan. I'm obviously picking the Eagles, but I really do think the Eagles are the better team. And I do think it's probably time for Brock Purdy's Cinderella season to come to an end.
Yep, I agree. I'm on both of those.
You're with me on the Bengals?
Well, of course. I'm not going to pick the Chiefs. Who do you think I am?
A man with morals. Earlier today, I had to sit next to two guys with none at all.
Henry, both
picking the Chiefs. Yeah.
Disappointing.
Very disappointing.
Anyways, head on over to DraftKings Sportsbook where you can bet on this weekend's conference title games. Put just $5 down and get $200 in free bets instantly with code DMVR. Bet $5, get $200 in free bets for the conference championships only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Code DMVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Are we bringing people on now? Well, everyone around us just left.
I was going to say it. So, if they show up, we'll bring them on. If not, we're good.
All right. Moving on then.
Cormani McClain.
So 247 Sports put out their official ratings for him yesterday. Still a five-star. Still top 15 nationally. Number 14 in their sole 247 rankings. Number one cornerback overall. According to the composite, a five-star still... 13th nationally, number one cornerback in the country. Looks like the only outlet is On Three, who does not want to put Cormani as a five-star after advertising him as a five-star plus.
And what I take the most issue with, Jake, is them then tweeting that Cormani was a five-star plus when he committed to Colorado after they had dropped him.
Yes.
If you're going to drop him, stand by it. Mm-hmm. But then they tweeted out, five-star plus cornerback Cormani McClain commits to Colorado. I'm like, whoa, you don't get to just use that buzzword that you made up just because now that will get more retweets and more, you know, interaction. BS. But also, 247 dropped him.
Yep.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I really don't know either. Maybe it is a conspiracy against the Buffs. I'll tell you this. I don't know if it's a conspiracy against the Buffs. If he committed to Alabama, he would not be dropping.
No, of course not.
And he could have.
The saga had to have played into it. The whole kind of silence with the Under Armour All-American game, the games he was playing when he was visiting Colorado, of course, putting that he was in Tampa when he obviously wasn't. I don't know. I don't understand why rankings are changing right before signing day, though. No games have been played. All we do is have these guys visit, and like, unless a guy gets hurt, maybe I'd understand it.
They're doing like the All-Star game practices. Like, I guess you could go off of that.
Who cares?
I agree. It's something I always talk about when we talk about the NFL draft. Like,
yes,
if a guy was considered a second-round pick at the end of the season, and then they're talking about him in the top 10 before the draft, I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
They didn't play any more games. Mm-hmm. So he, like, looked really good in underwear?
Yeah.
That's basically what we're doing at that point. And I feel the same way about this. Rate guys based on the games.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when, you know, when they're going to these all-star games and these all-star camps and whatnot, no one wants to get hurt there.
Right.
It's not – these guys aren't going, you know, 1,000%.
Right.
So, whatever. He's still the number one rated corner in the country. I don't know if did they drop his rating where he's not in the top 10 of the all-time composite rankings now?
We're going to have to check Max Preps for that one,
I think. Well, no, because they were actually using the 24/7 composite, I found.
Oh, were they?
So what's his composite ranking, though?
13th nationally. His composite score is .9921. Do you still have that graphic?
Yeah, so he was .9974. So now he's dropped out.
Yep. That's all right.
Bullshit.
He'll prove it on the field.
Believe that.
For sure. To give some context, Rivals has him at number 18 nationally, first cornerback. ESPN has him quite identical to 247, 14th nationally, first cornerback. There's just that one on three rating that's pretty...
sus.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. Okay. On to some YouTube Corner.
YouTube Corner.
YouTube Corner. Also, make sure you guys get your questions in right now. Hit that thumbs up button. We will get to your questions at the end of the show. Will Off had a video posted. First off, the boys are working. Coach Mo has them in there grinding. Up, downs, weight room, sprints, you name it. They are going.
You know what's crazy about this is I truly believe you work a little harder when you think something special is in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see it in these clips. I know it sounds crazy because everyone, you know, can say, oh, anyone can look good in a workout video in the off season. But everything down to the fact that they're all matched up with their uniforms, and I mean like their workout uniforms, and just like the determination, I feel like these guys know we are going places now, and we have to work to get there.
Yep. That's exactly what's going on. It's exciting, man. They're fired up, though. The energy, you can feel it coming off the screen watching these videos. They are so hyped up to be working out.
And Sport Geek said he's number three all time. He didn't drop out of the top 10. According to the Max Preps graphic that came out, he did, because they had him at 9974. Now he's down to 9921. Travis Hunter, of course, 9999.
Yep.
Highest rated ever. But according to the rankings they had on here in terms of the top 10 all time, he's out of that now.
Well, Tyler with the comment, still third best CU recruit ever.
Yeah.
And the other five stars didn't do much, right?
Yeah, definitely didn't live up to the five-star billing.
Cormani, I've got good vibes about. He's got the cornerback length. He's got the speed. He's got the ball skills.
And we've had people saying, like, he might, like, calm your expectations for year one. Like, no.
Yeah.
I won't. He's, in my, you know, before this ridiculous drop, a top 10 corner recruit of all time. No matter how you look at it, the number one corner in the country, there's no, like, wait and see period on that. If it's a three-star, yeah, give him some time to develop. No, he's ready to go now.
Yep.
He has the size, the speed, the length now.
Yep.
He has the technique now, and it's only going to get better between now and, you know, September 2nd. So I'm expecting him to be lined up across from Travis Hunter and clamping fools. Snap one, week one.
Yep. No try zone.
The don't try zone.
As we saw in the Under Armour All-American game, I mean, he's ready to take one back to the house already. Just don't throw at him. Don't try him.
Don't try him.
With this Well-Off video, we finally learned who Shador's personal, I guess, quarterback coach is. The guy who's kind of running the workouts. His name is Daryl Colbert Jr. from Select QB Athletics. He has worked with some notable recent guys, Derek King, Kyle Trask, Cam Ward, and oddly enough, Maddox Kopp, who is a Miami Redhawk now. But a young coach. He's only been doing Select QB since 2019. Obviously, he's got Shador and Coach Prime's trust, so...
I would like to hear the story of how he earned Shador and Coach Prime's trust.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something we can, you know, talk about when we have him on, you know, Shador on, Coach Prime on,
right.
One of them, hopefully. I have to say, like, I trust Coach Prime more than anyone to evaluate who he wants working with his son. And he chose Daryl Colbert. So impressive to have that on his resume.
Daryl Colbert.
And did he play with Bucky at SMU?
I think he did. So it says class of 2014. I think Bucky's around my age, like 28, 29. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how the relationship began.
Could have been. He also played at, I believe, Lamar. I don't know if grad transfers were a thing in 2017, 2018.
I think they were.
So I think that's what he did. He just got the coach vibe and look going, though. He is directing those kids.
Yeah, I loved that. I loved seeing kind of the, I don't know what you would call it, like informal workout with Shador throwing with the wide receivers, and he was talking them through everything, even coaching up the wide receivers.
Yep. Also, another new addition to Colorado, the former JSU athletic trainer that we saw in the Coach Prime documentary taking care of Travis Hunter's ankle, Lauren Askevold?
Sure.
She's joining Colorado. She's at the very end of the well-off video. She's very hyped to be here.
In the circle, right?
Yeah.
In the trust circle. You could see a great relationship between her and Travis in the documentary. And trust with your training staff is paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it a lot more at the NFL level where there's mistrust between the players and the training staff. But in the college level, at least for all of time until now, pretty much, these guys couldn't afford to go out and hire their own doctors.
Right.
Some of them now probably could. But you really need the players to trust the training staff because their careers are in their hand. Their livelihoods are in their hand. Their future is in their hands. And so the fact that, you know, Travis and Coach Prime and whoever else was over there at JSU trusted her goes a long way. And when Travis Hunter, the highest rated cornerback recruit of all time, is telling you, like, no, she's the truth, she's legit,
yeah,
it's going to help build that trust with those other guys because you need this training staff day in, day out, week in, week out, all season long. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you know, we've talked about Coach Prime bringing people who are in the trust circle. I think she's in the trust circle.
Honestly, I think it goes beyond trust. These people are family to Coach Prime, to a lot of these players. And he showed that dedication to a lot of people like that. From Jackson State, just all these coaches, Coach Hart, who have been around him for 20 years. I mean, he's got a close circle, but it's a big close circle. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
yep.
He's got a ton of people that he really trusts, that he wants to elevate. And he's been doing that at Colorado, as he has been for many, many years before.
Yep.
So. I believe that's it from YouTube Corner. So with that, I'm going to tell you all about our friends at Green Mountain Dental.
Do it.
Green Mountain Dental have been a supporter of DNBR since the very beginning. We've had countless fans and our own staff convert to Green Mountain Dental. Never look back. They're located just 15 minutes from downtown Denver and Lakewood. Dr. Ben and his team have you covered from general dentistry all the way to orthodontics, even removing those pesky wisdom teeth. Tell the team at DNBR Sports sent you, you get a $300 discount for a full orthodontics treatment for new patients. If you mention DNVR Sports, you can get a free set of bleach trays also for a $350 value with a new patient cleaning exam and x-rays. To make an appointment or find out more information,
keep going.
Check out their website at greenmountaindentalgroup.com today. Keep going?
Yeah, you can finish.
Okay. Also, shout out to Bacchus and Shanker. Bacchus and Shanker wins for Colorado families and have been helping those who have been seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years. Best part about them, no upfront fee to speak with them about your case, no fee while they work on your case, and no fee unless they win your case. Because Bacchus and Shanker have won over $1 billion for their clients. They help with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks. They can even help you if you're injured at work. Call us at 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free. Bacchus and Shanker wins. What's up, RG? Thank you.
He's got appreciate two it. Beers hiding behind the case of beers.
Don't act like you don't have one hiding back there, too.
Oh, this?
Yeah. and whatever that is right there.
That's not mine. We forgot something from YouTube Corner. Coach Prime meeting Peggy, the legend.
Oh, my God. How could I possibly forget?
I don't know, but I forgot as well. Maybe blame it on the Breck Brews.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a Legends tour for Coach Prime this week. And for those of you who don't know, Peggy and her sister Betty were the all-timers when it came to CU fans. Cheerleaders back when they were at CU and best friends and diehard CU fans forever since. Sadly, we lost Betty a couple years back. But Peggy has remained steadfast in her support of the Buffs, and truly like a legend. Like I've said, build the statue of the two of them, you know, with their pom poms that they brought to every game cheering along. And I hope that happens one day. Like, if you go to Halloween parties on campus, you'll see tons of people dressed up as the two of them. So that just shows you kind of where they stand. And legitimately teared up, like, watching Coach Prime go and meet Peggy. Just a special part of our community. And it was really cool to see, you know, Coach Prime reach out. And it's really cool, again, to see him kind of embracing the history and the people that have meant a lot to this program.
Yep. Ned said Peggy's sweater was dope.
Oh.
She does wear those old school CU ones.
Fire gear.
Yeah, she does.
For sure.
You nailed it, though. I mean, it's just great to see Coach Prime continue to embrace Colorado as much as Colorado is embracing him. I mean, he's checking off all the boxes, man.
Yep.
I can't wait. He is just, he's done everything in his power and everything that he should do to win over this fan base and to show that they're serious. They're coming.
Yep. And it's just funny to me thinking back on the people who say, oh, he's not going to be a fit in Boulder. Even, I think yesterday we had someone commenting on our YouTube, like, how is Boulder going to respond to the fact that he starts meetings with a prayer? Like, no one cares.
Well, Rick George, a very spiritual man. Yep. Peggy is, too. She's a spiritual woman,
of course,
too.
Of
so,
course. I mean, most people are.
Yes.
So, you know, I think the whole thing about Boulder and how they're going to feel about Coach Prime was greatly overstated in the beginning. But the fact that he has gone out of his way to kind of ingratiate himself in the community, because he didn't have to do that.
No.
He could have come in and been like, stay out of my way. I'm going to get 5-star recruits. We're going to win games. And that's that.
Right.
That's just not how he rolls. No. And we kind of known that from the beginning. But it's great to see it in action. And it completely puts to bed anything. I'm sure sometime something will be said that some people will have an issue with. But by and large, the community is embracing Coach Prime because he's the truth.
Yep.
He's the real deal. He's not a phony. He's not full of shit. And when push comes to shove, he is great for not just the university and not just the football team, but for the city.
Yep.
And I think people see and recognize that.
For sure. Travis, with the comment that I talked about, I can't remember, someday this week I talked about, but honestly, Coach Prime seems to love Colorado, and I see him staying a while, and he's making it his home.
Sure is. And even if I'm not trying to get my expectations up on how long or short he may be here, but even if it's short, he's still doing a great job of making himself a part of this,
yep,
which you have to do to succeed at the college level.
For sure. Let's move on to questions.
Let's do it.
What do we got today, Kale? Super chats, three of them. First one from Mari. $20. Thank
Let's
you, sir.
Go.
JSU fan here from Alabama. Just showing support. See you guys at the CSU game in Boulder. Yes, sir. We will see you there.
I don't know what brings the worst out of me. Nebraska or CSU? Both bring like bottom of the barrel RK out, so you will see me. The earlier the better.
Can't wait. Cannot wait.
I can't wait either.
Next super chat, E for Eddie. Thank you for the super chat. Eddie says, can a 2024 guy sign on this year's signing? I mean, I don't think
you can't
so.
Sign.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either.
I think that these 24 guys, their first time to sign is their early signing period.
Yep.
Which is probably middle December, almost a year from now. So.
Yep.
Next super chat from Matt. Can we get a Coach Kelly reunion with Des Moines Kennedy?
Please.
Yeah.
Des Moines Kennedy has shot up my my desire, my wish list. Just a physical freak. A guy who will, in my opinion, be an instant impact player if he comes to Colorado. I love Levante Bentley saying he wants to lead the nation in tackles. Mm-hmm. I would love it even more if he had to split those tackles with Des Moines Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Des Moines Kennedy listed at 6'3", 215. Been on campus since 2020. Hasn't had much production, but it's Alabama. They've got tons of linebackers. It's like Levante Bentley.
Yes.
Same situation.
6'3", 215.
Yes. He's a bit bigger for sure.
That's a big guy.
That's a big linebacker.
Yeah.
Sounds quick too at 215 to be playing linebacker.
Yep. Sign me up.
Next one, Kale. Angela is asking, will there be more CU recruits at the TCU game or Nebraska game? I'd have to say Nebraska since that's a home game.
Nebraska for sure. First home game in the Coach Prime era. It'll be incredible weather in Boulder. Probably even hot. Legitimately hot.
Yeah.
But that's probably not. We've already heard enough about the cold. That's not scaring anyone away so far. Actually, scared one person away. I forget who it was. But the South Carolina commit, we were trying to flip.
The tight end?
No, a wide receiver.
Broden?
No. He's someone from South Carolina said it.
South Carolina commit
said it was too cold. But anyways, most guys have been saying it's not too cold. They're not going to say it's too hot, but it will be hot, and they're going to bring in a ton of guys. That's going to be one of the best atmospheres in college football all year.
Yep. With that, you can wait, Kale. Weather update. Today is a beautiful day out here.
The best. This is the actual Colorado winter.
Yes.
Like, you hear about the snow and you hear about the cold, but 45 degrees, sun shining, feels like 55,
yeah.
Honestly. You could wear short sleeve.
For sure.
For sure. This is what it's all about.
Yep. Just an absolutely gorgeous day and many more to come. The beautiful state of Colorado. Next question, Kale. Any news of running back Will It Rain or Snow from South Florida visiting? Do we know if Will It Rain or Snow is visiting?
Usually when the comments bring it up, they know something.
Well.
You got the weather in Mount Rainier. Good
job.
Yeah,
thank you. I'll do more research. Next question, Kale. Ned is asking, are you going to have the Buff Chef on? That'd be a good interview.
That would.
I don't know my guy's name off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, I've interviewed the nutritionist at the university before, so I know they're not afraid to make them available.
They make awesome food out there, too. So
let's go.
It would be a great interview. Ned with another one. What was the best-looking food option you saw from the cafe videos? Smothered chicken looks great. Smothered chicken looked great. What did they have yesterday? They had, like...
The only thing I can think of right now is that stuffed squash.
Oh, yeah.
Which honestly looked amazing.
It did.
And then Bucky just goes, I don't think black people eat squash.
But
the presentation on it was incredible.
It was great.
That's the only one I can think of in my head right now.
I don't know, man. Everything out there is awesome. And I can tell you firsthand it's pretty good, too. Question from Woody. Any 2023 recruits there this weekend? So
yes.
There are some. The one I know for sure is Kareem Harden. He's a 2023 JUCO transfer from Butler Community College in Fort Lauderdale. That's all I can tell you, though.
Okay.
Go read Buff Stampede. Subscribe to Adam.
I'm with the commenter, though. I know where they're at, Woody. All I can think about is this year right now. Like,
yeah.
It's so hard for me to get. Of course I can get excited over a big commit from the 2024 class, but, like, I'm just like, let's keep building up this year. Like, I'm so ready to see this team go out there and play, and I just want to keep fortifying the squad.
For sure. Next question. Jeremy Patterson. Trying to avoid the channels that are just ripping off content outside of Reach the People, Well Off, Pregame Show, Shador and Shiloh's channels. Who else is out there? I saw Jimmy Ward's. I think you mean Jimmy Horn. So, yes, Jimmy Horn does have a channel. Travis, of course,
has a channel. I'm impressed by you just instantly diagnosing what those acronyms were.
Well, every day I type in Reach the People Media on YouTube many times.
For sure.
Same with Well Off and the Pregame Show. Travis's YouTube channel. Shelemai has a YouTube channel. Buffs have a YouTube channel. It's Buffs TV, I think it is, or something like that.
Yeah.
That's where you'll find, like, the official press conferences when those happen. They'll live stream those there.
I'm glad you found us, though.
Yes, for sure. And, of course, DMVR.
Yes. It's crazy how much YouTube content there is. We got to be leading the nation in YouTube content.
Yeah. That's my life now is on YouTube.
All I ask for is more Coach Prime and Shiloh content.
Yes.
That is the top tier. It's the highest level of content we get. is Coach Prime and Shiloh going back and forth. And I just love how well Shiloh can take it and then dish it right back out. And same thing goes for Coach Prime. He can take it, he can dish it.
They're quick with it, too. Over 200 likes.
Let's go.
Good job,
great work,
guys.
Everyone.
DMJ Music Group, how do you think the players are adjusting to the altitude? I'm sure they're going through it right now a bit, but they'll get there. They'll be okay.
So they've had how many workouts now, like four or five?
Well, classes started on the 17th, right, last week? So you've had 2 weeks of classes, assumedly 2 weeks of workouts with Coach Mo.
They're good by next week.
Yep.
Legit. Especially first key to surviving the altitude is being in shape in the first place.
Right.
Which all of them are. Second key is longevity, and it really only takes 2 weeks before you're fully adjusted. So maybe like one or two rare cases, you'll see people take a little bit longer, but I'd be interested to ask like a Tyler Brown how he's doing with
right.
it.
Right.
Because he was worried.
Yeah, he was. We'll ask him soon enough. Love this question from Abe. Ryan, have you finally pinched yourself yet?
Why would I do that? Then I would wake up from this incredible dream.
Yeah.
Never pinching myself.
I've kind of been a bit more grounded with it, I think. But, man, as soon as the season starts going again, it's going to be another one of those, like, wait, this is the Buffs?
As soon as I see Shador Sanders put a corner route on a line, hit a dude on the sideline, I don't even know what to think.
I can't wait for this. The whole team, but just watching this offense after what we watched last year, just to see some first downs and touchdowns, man.
It's going to take a while to adjust to the tailgate not being the best part of the day.
Right, for sure.
Having to be walking into games like half sober because I'm like, oh, I actually have something to look forward to once the game kicks off.
Yeah, the game isn't over by halfway through the third quarter. Maybe it is over, but the Buffs are just up that hot, that much.
And for those of you that don't know, Jake goes to the games in the press box. I go to the games in the stands.
Yep.
And
all angles.
And we'll likely be doing post-game shows, so there's another reason there for me go. To hold a few.
Stay a little sober.
Hold a few back.
All bets are off, though, if the Buffs beat Nebraska first game at home.
We might have to find a fill-in.
It's just a party. That's all that the post-game show will be. Yeah, it's just us at a bar, just partying.
We'll just go live on the phone. Bucky would do it.
Exactly. We're going Bucky and Neely mode. Just have the little...
The post-game show is just a vlog of the rest of our night.
It would probably do massive numbers, too.
Definitely would.
All right. It's a great show. We took over the Breck Farmhouse. I believe we produced another banger.
Yep.
Stay tuned. You got bets coming. And then after that, I will be on the DNVR draft pod. Go ahead.
Real quick, there was a question from Jay right there who said, will there be a DNVR Buffs live stream during games? Most of us need an alternative if it isn't a national broadcast. RK, I assume you'll be at the game. So not for home games for sure, but we'll definitely do a few, if not all, the away games.
Yep.
Depending on which ones we're at, where we're at the bar, are we in the studio? I plan on us being down in Dallas for the TCU game. And then what's the next away game after that? Oregon?
I believe Oregon. So
maybe the Oregon will be our first watch along.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun. I really like doing those too.
A lot of time to plan it too.
Yes.
Sadly.
Well, there it is. There's DNVR Buffs primetime. Stick around for RK on bets. I'll be on the draft pod in about an hour or so. Until Monday then. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully we get some good news. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.